If you've read Ray Bradbury's classic dark 1962 novel, Something Wicked This Way Comes, you know it's a time capsule of a certain kind of Americana. Small town middle America in the mid-1900s, back when traveling carnivals still came to town. But the carnival in Bradbury's book is a sinister one, with soul-stealing carousels and diabolical characters like Mr. Dark. He bears a tattoo for each person lured by his offer to live out their secret fantasies, only to become bound in service to the carnival. The novel's title comes from a line in Shakespeare's Macbeth, "By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes." And the storyline deals with two young teenagers, Jim Nightshade and Will Holloway, wrestling with good and evil. An old-fashioned tale set in the wholesome Midwest.
Well, the carnival's come. The carnival's come. In the middle of the night? Hell yes, come on!
But when a New York publishing house decided to redo Bradbury's book as a graphic novel, they chose what may seem like an unlikely man for the job, Ron Wimberly, a 30-something African-American comic book illustrator from a trendy part of Brooklyn. Wimberly has worked with DC Vertigo Comics on titles such as Swamp Thing. He's also the illustrator of an autobiography of the hip-hop artist and rapper Percy Carey called Sentences, The Life of M.F. Grimm. And Ron joins us from NPR New York. Welcome.
Hey, what's up?
Ron, first of all, how familiar were you with Ray Bradbury and his story before you took on this project?
All right. Okay, so this is embarrassing. I was quite familiar with Ray Bradbury. I was familiar with Fahrenheit 451 and some of the short stories, short works. But I really, I owned the book. Actually, I had the book on my bookshelf, Something Wicked This Way Comes, but I hadn't read it. And it just had a cool cover. And, I was familiar with the phrase from Macbeth. So I don't know, I just kind of kept it around and figured I'd read it one day, but I never got around to it. So the actual book, I was not that familiar with when I was offered the job.
So was your first step to sit down and read the book?
Yeah. It was an interesting experience. It's like a time capsule. It's a type of American mythology that I'm not, that I never experienced firsthand. So in that sense, a time capsule, yeah.
After you had read it and you started your illustrating, or you started to think about the illustrating, what kind of contact did you have with Ray Bradbury himself? Did you have any?
I didn't show any of the work, to be honest. I didn't show any of the work I was doing until I had gone from front to back, and made an kind of a radical adaptation. And that was shown to Bradbury, from what I understand, and it didn't track with his ideas.
So you had to go back to the drawing board?
I think for the fans, it's probably better. I tried to address the beautiful pieces of language, or the pieces of language that jumped out to me, and put those in, and also address the themes that kind of struck out to me, which are kind of like the idea of being young and coming to an age where the world is wild and dangerous, and the apprehension for some of growing older, and maybe the thrill for others of growing older, and the magic in that,
That is definitely a theme in the original Bradbury book, that idea of in midlife looking back on youth. And I felt like you really picked out the key pieces of dialogue that did that. There's even this part where one of the boys looks at his dad's aging face and he thinks to himself, he looks like me in a smashed mirror, as he describes it. It's as if he's seen himself as he's about to be older. But as you said, originally you wanted to do a radical adaptation. What did you want to do originally that you ultimately didn't do?
When you read a book, you have your own pictures in your head. And I just had this idea of, these kids. I remembered growing up, and I remembered, I lived in the suburbs of Maryland from 10 till 18. And I remember the little, the white boys I used to hang out with, and they were kind of like these kids, but they were, they were from the age of Sonic Youth and Kurt Cobain and this sort of thing. And they were the same kids, but they were in this world, and they were semi-aware of the farce of the suburbs,
And I want to add here, because I'm looking at your picture on your book flap, you're not a white guy.
No. Not that I can't relate. I mean, we're all human beings.
Sure.
But, if Something Wicked This Way Comes took place in the location where I'm from, man, like the circus would have been something completely different. I mean, that's like a completely different interview, I think, like Washington, D.C. in the 80s.
If you could have drawn this graphic novel the way you wanted to and the way you originally proposed, ultimately that idea didn't float, what would it have looked like?
I mean, I think, you know, the writing is all the same. The characters are all the same. The context, you know, probably would have been more of what we've seen in America recently, kind of these crumbling towns, these post-industrial suburbs of these post-industrial cities, and like this sort of rapidly decaying suburbia. But the same story, like the story is the same, you know. But Jim was a little skateboard kid, like the type of kids I grew up with, you know, like these sort of kids with their t-shirts and their skateboards and like kind of like running wild in the suburbs. Same themes, except more through kind of like how I see these themes, you know. Like I actually have no romance for some of the things that I think this book maybe has a more romantic take on. But also it captures some of the sinister, what we've come to kind of see as being sinister aspects of these places.
So, Ron Wimberly, you wrote a graphic novel that I think really captures the original Bradbury book. Mm. But you're also saying it's not quite what you had envisioned it. Were you disappointed not to be able to do what you had originally wanted to do?
I don't know. Maybe I was disappointed at first, but I got into actually doing the work, and then I was, you know, I was happy with it. You know, like, I'm happy with where it is, and I hope the fans are happy, because I really tried hard to get the themes of the book. And I hope that via the process, some of my, maybe my own experience can shine through. I've hidden a few things, in there that I kind of, struck me about the writing, especially the idea of good and evil, good versus evil. You know, the idea that the way the characters look somehow has anything to do with whether they are good or evil. Like, I think there's a weird sort of nuance there where, like, if you read the book and if you don't read it carefully, maybe this will... I mean, it seems like the characters that look evil are evil. You know, the characters that look twisted are twisted.
Right, Mr. Dark has you know, dark hair and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Right. You know, his name is Mr. Dark. You know, like, I'm totally against this idea. So I think what I tried to show was, like, Will is a great character too, but sometimes this light character actually is... You know, he's more complex than that.
The little, like the boy, Will, the boy, the son.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the problems and the issues they have stem from, and that's what's great about this book, too. It stems from them. It's not really even about the circus guy. The circus people would be harmless if it weren't for these sort of hidden desires and hidden conflicts that the characters themselves have, you know. And I wanted that to be evident. You know, I think Bradbury has more to it in his book than, you know, I'm able to capture in the graphic novel, but yeah, you know, that's what I wanted, one of the things I wanted to show.
Ron, thanks for talking with us.
Sure, it was a pleasure.
Ron Wimberly illustrated the new graphic novel version of Ray Bradbury's Something Wicked This Way Comes. You can read an excerpt from his book and see a slideshow of his illustrations at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Please join us again here and now.